We are 7 lines down from the top on Lamed Hey Omid Beis. We've been discussing the prohibition for Gvinas Akum. We were given different reasons, and now we're going to focus on the last three. We had Shmuel's reason, which we discussed last time. Seems to be the ruling of most of the poskim, that it's because the cheese or the rennet is in the stomach is lined with the stomach of the animal, and therefore it's or cave it's Maimid Boor Kavas Novela, and that's the prohibition. And then we discussed, practically speaking, well, what if it's a vegetable-based rennet? Will there still be a prohibition if you're eating non-kosher? If you can ascertain that Kraft cheese is using vegetable rennet and not animal-based rennet, perhaps we could be lenient. We left it off, but it seems to be that we're machmir either way, because we don't have anyone to determine for sure, and secondly, without knowing, we have to assume that it was done improperly, or alternatively, we can say once we made a gezera against Gvinas Akum, even if the reason is no longer applicable, we're going to continue with the gezera. So those are two different possibilities. Either way, we only eat kosher cheese. But I guess if somebody is stuck and they don't know where to get any kosher food and they're starving, perhaps, if you had a choice of machil enoso kal al kal, what's the best option to do? Might be better to take the cheese over the bacon, for example. Anyhow, so the Gemara gave different reasons. Now we're going to focus on the last couple of reasons. That one of the prohibitions is that, according to Rav Chista, is that it's curdled in vinegar, and according to Rav Nachman, it's curdled with sap of orla. We had an earlier opinion before that the cheese was coated with, or the rennet was coated with the fat of a pig. Anyhow, the Gemara asks folks that now, right now, literally in the last opinion, which is that the cheese is curdled with the orla sap, keman ki haitana. Who does that opinion follow? That follows that the prohibition for the rennet or the cheese is because it's curdled with sap from an orla tree. That follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. That's not Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hamamid Bisrafa Orla Asar Mirne Shu Piri. If a person curdles something with the sap of an orla, or is maimed it with uses the sap of an orla tree in order to solidify something, that item is prohibited because the sap of an orla is considered the fruit of the tree, even though it's not actual fruit. The sap is considered halachically like fruit. So that seems to be, that follows Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, but not Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion in the Mishnah is that if you're maimed with sraf orla, it's mutter. So we see that this opinion of why the cheese, or the rennet is curdled with the sap of, and if a cheese is curdled with sap of an orla mixed in with the cheese, it would only be prohibited according to Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yeshua. We can even say that Rabbi Yeshua would agree in this case that the cheese would be prohibited. Why? Ad kan lo polig Rabbi Yeshua ala de Rabbi Eliezer ela bikitva de zuga. Rabbi Yeshua only argues with Rabbi Eliezer when you're talking about the sap that comes out of the tree. Of a kitva de pera, but when it's sap from the fruit itself, modi, in that case he would agree that it's that whatever comes out of the fruit is considered part of the fruit. V'hainu titznan, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati beferish, Shamamid b'srafa alin b'srafa ikrin mutter, says Rabbi Yeshua, I heard beferish, and he maintained this as well, that if you solidify something, you curdle it with the sap of trees or leaves, it would be permissible because the sap is not considered fruit. But besrafa pagin, but if you use it, the sap of fruit, then aser bipnei shupiri, because that's considered fruit. So therefore, in this case, when you're curdling it with the srafa orla, and you're curdling it with kitva de pira, then even Rabbi Yehoshua would agree with Rabbi Eliezer that the cheese would be prohibited. Okay, so at least we know that last opinion could follow both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara focuses on that opinion of the sap of the orla, plus the one before that about the chometz. Bein the Rav Chista, bein the Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, titaser behana. You know, the truth is, forgetting the chazir part, because chazir is not aser, pig is not aser behana. But when it comes to the chometz, the vinegar from wine, or orla, why are we only saying you can't eat the cheese? It's more than just being prohibited from eating the cheese. You're not allowed to get benefit from the cheese. The Gemara answers, Kasha, you're right. That's a good question, and we don't have a good answer for that. And that's the end of the sugya about Gevinas Akum. But again, as we said before, the consensus seems to follow the, even though not like Tosfos, that who says that the idea is because of the venom placed into the rennet, that the concern over that, but rather the opinion seems to follow Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah and later restated again by Shmuel in the Gemara. Darash Rav Nachman Breider Rav Chista Ma'itach Siv L'Reach Shmanecha Tovim. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says in Shir HaShirim that the fragrance is the best? Your fragrance is the best of the oils. Lama Talmid Chacham Doma Letzlucha Shel Plaitin. Why is the Talmid Chacham compared to a jug of oil? It's the following reason: Megula Recha Nodef. Because when the Talmid Chacham is exposed, or when the oil is exposed, you can smell it. When the Talmid Chacham is allowed to teach in public, then it rubs off. But when you cover it, when you bottle them up, then it can't spread. Not only that, but things which are hidden from him are hidden, they're revealed to him. That's the without any effort, as Rashi says. The uniqueness of a Talmid Chacham is that they're able to understand things which others cannot. And they can do it very easily. Shenemar alamos ahivucha karibe olamos. Read it as olamos, things that are hidden from them, from others, because they are able to interpret it, to understand it. Even the Malach HaMavis loves Talmidei Chachamim. Shenemar alamos ahivucha karibe almaves. Almaves meaning even the Malach HaMavis, even when it comes to death, the Malach HaMavis loves a Talmid Chacham. V'lo'od ela shenochal shnei olamos. Not only that, a Talmid Chacham inherits both the worlds, echad ha'olam hazeh v'echad ha'olam haba, shenemar alamos ahivucha karibe olamos. You read it in plural, olamos meaning this world and the world to come.